Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Basic of barnburner.ca, and welcome to the Barnburner Radio Network. Our more than twice daily, even on the weekends, Fired Up show is available on 114 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, and download our app, the Barnburner app, available on iOS and Android. Just go to the respective store, search Barnburner, download it today. Welcome to another edition of CFL No Yards with the captain, Jared Baptie. We're going to look at the two matchups on Saturday. We'll begin at the second matchup, 7 p.m., Montreal and Saskatchewan. Jared, what do you expect from this affair?
Well, it's a big game for both teams, really, because with Montreal, they could keep clawing closer to the Hamilton Tiger Cats in first place in the East. And for Saskatchewan, I mean, all depending on how the next game we're going to talk about goes. If Calgary loses and Saskatchewan wins, then Saskatchewan can pull in the second place. Or if Calgary wins, well, Saskatchewan's going to want to win to stay tied with Calgary and keep that battle for all the places, the home field advantage, the Western bye, all of that, just locked right in. So big game for both teams. You know, and this is going to be a fight, in my opinion. It's going to be a real battle because I think these teams are honestly fairly evenly matched right now. Just by the way that Montreal is playing, their team has finally clicked and gelled, and they're able to use all of their receivers. And there's not many teams that can say that right now, to be honest. And I think Saskatchewan's one of them, where Saskatchewan, you know, they kind of have, like they kind of have a couple of receivers that are really their guys, right? I mean, you're looking at Moore and Arsenault, kind of as their two guys, and maybe Shaq Evans as well. I mean, he's had some incredible catches this season as well. But otherwise, I really think that Montreal could pull out an upset win here. And I would even venture to say that might not necessarily be an upset. You know, the Riders have re-signed a couple of guys, but I really think that Montreal might be able to step into Saskatchewan and come away with a win, which is a difficult task in itself.
All right, so that's going to be a real good one, but this next matchup at 4 p.m., and you're interested in, everybody in the Canadian Football League is interested, it's Hamilton versus Calgary. This could be a preview of the Grey Cup.
Yeah, it could. I'm a little worried about Hamilton with this one just because of, like, they're still rolling with all of these injuries that they're looking at. They've just brought in Terrell Sutton, who I think is going to get some touches in this game. Not that Jackson Bennett has been a disappointment at all, but I mean, Jackson Bennett's like their fifth running back that they've used this season because they've lost Erlington, they've lost Irons, Coombs has been there, but not really a good enough replacement. So Jackson Bennett came in and he had a good game in the Labor Day Classic. But I mean, you know, he's brand new and he needs some support. And Terrell Sutton is a great addition, in my opinion. And I think they'll probably have a bit of a rotation going. I mean, they had Brandon Banks run a couple of plays. They had Braylon Addison run a couple of plays. So everybody's been getting a chance to be a running back on the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and that can almost throw off your opponents pretty well, because you're not sure who's in the backfield and what they're doing. You know, they've had Braylon Addison, they've had direct snaps to Braylon Addison for 20-yard runs, and you know, so they like the direct snap play. There's all kinds of stuff that Hamilton's been trying out with all of these other people coming in. And so I think that Hamilton might be able to mess with the Calgary defense a little bit. And I also think because Hamilton's defense is basically this is a Grey Cup defense. I mean, this is the best, in my opinion, certainly one of the best defenses in the league. And the way Bo Levi threw last week, I think Hamilton's defense might be licking their lips a little bit, going, oh, man, if he's going to throw three interceptions against us, we can really capitalize on that. So I think this Hamilton team right now is, yes, they're coming off a bye week, but I think that they could be poised for a victory against the Calgary Stampeders in Calgary, which they have done. They did it last year for the first time in like 8 years. And I think they could do it again.
Like you said, to begin this segment, you said you're worried about Hamilton, but now you're calling it a victory.
Worried.
Yeah, this is spoken like a true season ticket holder for the Hamilton Tar-Cats. I'm worried about this game, but I'm picking them. You're picking them with your heart. You're not picking them with your head. Come on. I don't think they're going to beat Calgary. Calgary's got to be on a roll. Calgary wants to get first place in the Western Division. I don't think they're going to beat Calgary.
I don't know. The Calgary came off a bye week a couple weeks ago and then played Edmonton twice, and we know how good Edmonton is.
They got more wins than the Argos at Ottawa and BC combined.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's nothing to.
That's almost about. Half. That's almost more than half the league. Come on.
That's true. But you look back to mid-August and Montreal beat Calgary in Calgary. So it's not impossible. And yes, I know, I'm pretty sure Bo Levi wasn't in that game. Was he? I don't think so.
No, he wasn't. All right,
was
so you're calling the Hamilton Tar-Cats, Oski Wee, Oski Wawa.
Yeah. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be a good game, but I do think Hamilton can pull it off. It's just whether or not they will. That's why I'm worried, because anything's possible, and Calgary is Calgary,
but
Jared, I don't think
this is
going to be a blowout.
But, Jared, this is
exactly.
Sports. And anything is possible in any sport. The Maple Leafs could win the Stanley Cup. Come on.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to do that with Cody Ceci on their back end, but that's a different conversation.
CC, senor. All right. So, Jared, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
All right. I'm on Twitter at Captain Bapti, or you can send me an email, Jared, Jerred, at barnburner.ca.
All right. Oski Wee Wee, hopefully they win. If they don't, I'm putting a cowboy hat on you and kicking your ass. Thanks a lot, Jared.
Thanks, Joe.